Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be 46% higher per month this winter compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bills every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Our nation's rail system is the backbone of our supply chain. Today is a win, and I mean it sincerely, a win for America.
What happened to them?
Pass it.
When?
Just now. Wear it now.
In what could be a massive blow to the U.S. economy, the potential for a nationwide rail strike back on the table.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
So you could be looking at shortages and higher prices. No rail strike has taken place on President's Watch since 1992.
And that's Uncle Joe. He's a moving kind of slow at the junction.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Hey, freaks. Fascist freaks on the right.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
I mean, we're talking about people who have fled great harm. They've fled great harm.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
When you're in a class with elementary school students, you must not want to leave.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Angela Lansbury, the star of Murder, She Wrote, will not be down for breakfast. 96 years old when she died. Her film career goes back to 1944. A long time ago. All right.
Time now. How long back your radio career goes, right?
I didn't come here to be made sport of, you know? 844-500-4242. Time now for the chump line.
Hey, Joe Biden here. 2 years ago, America elected me president with 80 votes, and next year I'm gonna turn 81 million. So wish me a happy birthday. What?
Don't forget, Joe, you've created 668 new manufacturing jobs. What a capping achievement that is.
I always thought Hunter was the smartest man I knew. But listen to John Fetterwoman. Everything he says makes sense.
By the way, you know, we were talking about how Brandon is not wanted anywhere on the campaign trail. Well, Fetterwoman wants him. Fettergoiter wants him to come, and he's going to speak at a fundraiser in Philadelphia next week. Sort of. Apparently, MSNBC got an interview with Fetterman, and the reporter admitted that he had a hard time understanding the questions that they were asking him, and I'm sure they were really tough questions.
We had a monitor set up so that he could read my questions because he still has lingering auditory processing issues as a result of the stroke, which means he has a hard time understanding what he's hearing. Now, once he reads the question, he's able to understand. You'll hear he also still has some problems, some challenges with speech. And I'll say, Katie, that just in some of the small talk prior to the interview before the closed captioning was up and running, it did seem that he had a hard time understanding our conversations.
You're fired for saying that. You're not allowed to say that on state-run TV about John Fettergoiter. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They've helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
Hey, Tulsi Gabbard, welcome home.
I don't think she was ever a Democrat. I think in this case, you could say the same thing of her that Ronald Reagan said of himself. The I didn't leave the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party left me. Her father, I believe, was a Senate, a leader in the legislative leadership of the Hawaii State Senate. And he was very much pro-life. So she was kind of run out of the party for any number of reasons, not the least of which was honesty.
You know the difference between Nancy Pelosi and Judge Judy? Well, Judge Judy is going to have a gavel after November 8th.
It increasingly looks like the next ambassador to Italy is going to be Nancy Pelosi. I wonder how she's going to get along with Marlone. I don't think she's going to get along very well.
Kostradamus predicts that the Republicans will win the House and Senate, inflation will increase, a recession will ensue, and Republicans will be blamed for all of it.
Oh, you're not kidding. Again, I've said it before that, you know, when the Republicans took over Congress for the first time in 15, 16 years in 1946, Truman ran for re-election in 48 on the do-nothing Congress. That's what they called it, the do-nothing Republican Congress. They're going to be, it won't be Joe and it won't be Kamala, but the whoever the Democrat nominee is going to blame everything that happens starting in November. Forget January. As soon as the election's over, everything will be blamed on the Republicans.
Howie, you said that Joe Biden has never been in a union. Didn't he fight for the union during the Civil War?
No, he had, I believe he had some deferments. Didn't he? He had as many deferments as anybody did during the Vietnam War, as many as Dick Cheney did. But he never, you know, he's never accused of being a chicken hawk. Even though he wants to, you know, he's talking about nuclear Armageddon, not just putting troops into some third world backwater in the Mideast. He's talking about Armageddon.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Last week you said...
This is what I don't get about the guy. Why does he keep lying about things that don't matter?
You mean like saying you got into Brown or that you won a high school history award or that you were a champion and captain of a girls' card game? You hypocrite. We're going to be fine.
I didn't come here as the New England champion of bridge. Prep division to be made sport of.
Easy voter guide. D is for decay. R is for repair.
I don't know if R is for repair, but D is definitely for decay and degeneracy and depraved and at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, demented.
The only thing the Democrats hate worse than a black female conservative is a black female conservative veteran.
Yeah, that really is a terrible story about that congressional candidate in Indiana, that they would out her as a victim of sexual assault, a victim. And remember, this is the party that protects predators, whether their name is Joe Biden, Ted Kennedy, Bill Clinton. But this woman in Indiana, a Republican Air Force veteran, graduate of the Air Force Academy, was assaulted in Iraq in a combat theater, and they outed her. She begged the Democrat organ not to print the details of her sexual assault, and they didn't care. They didn't care. This is how, again, this is how depraved they are.
If Brandon thinks Made in America is two words, what do you suppose his password is for the nuclear codes?
Six 03 says Democrats fought for the union. Not many of them did. No. Yeah, actually, Joe probably would have fought for the Confederacy. Didn't he say that Delaware, you know, had its slave? It was a slave state, actually.
Come on, man. Two words, Made in America, are going to create a three-letter word, jobs. That's a four-word guarantee. My word is a Biden, not a joke.
Literally.
was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time, weekdays. And the chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time. Each weekday, if you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear a second chump line of the day, you can listen to Chopped Chumps. That's where we place all the messages that we didn't play just now or that were cut for whatever reason. You can hear Chopped Chumps every night around 7 o'clock weeknights. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. It's the second chump line of the day. Today's chump line was brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
Howie, you said that Joe Biden has never been in a union. Didn't he fight for the union during the Civil War?
That would be the Grand Army of the Potomac. They went up against the Confederate Army of Northern Virginia. I'm going to say he would be more likely to be with his friends, the Southern segregationist senators that he always loves to talk about at such length in his dementia. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this.
He regretted to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
HelloFresh lets me savor all the season has to offer with 35 weekly recipes and fresh ingredients delivered right to my door. Not only does HelloFresh save me time with fewer trips to the store, it saves me money as well. Get 65% off plus free shipping with code Howie65 at HelloFresh.com/Howie65. HelloFresh.com/Howie65. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who will be the next national Democrat to leave the party following Tulsi Gabbard? Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema, Henry Cuellar, or nobody?
I'm going to say nobody.
34% say nobody. 29% say Kyrsten Sinema. Those are the top two.
All right. By the way, we've been talking about this horrible incident in New York last week. A guy was crossing over 8th Avenue in Manhattan, and he was crushed by a truck, and so he was lying dead on the street, and a female picked his pocket, stole his wallet. The guy's lying dead on the street, and he got his pocket picked. And they were cold-hearted bystanders can be heard on video egging the thief on. Go ahead, gangsta, one man is heard shouting. Go ahead. So now they still haven't been able to identify this guy. I don't think he was a bum, but apparently they can't identify him. This is according to the New York Post. Cops are having to resort to using dental records and fingerprints to try to identify the man who was pickpocketed after being crushed to death by a construction truck in Manhattan. We've already lifted prints and are waiting on dental. Thankfully, they didn't steal his teeth as well, said a cop. The victim, believed to be in his 50s, was crossing 8th Avenue at West 44th Street around 11:30 p.m. Thursday when he was slammed by the truck, killing him. Horrible. 844-500-4242. The FBI. Someone said the FBI story. That's an old movie from, I think, the 40s. It runs on Turner Classics sometimes. I guess the guy it was on Turner Classics today. He said he used to think of it as a drama. Now he thinks of it as a comedy. because the FBI agents are all honest and trustworthy and trying to do the right thing. Well, now the FBI agents who briefed Facebook before the social media giant opted to censor the New York Post's initial reporting on Hunter Biden's infamous laptop, would you care to guess if they were Democrat or Republican donors? You guessed it. D for Democrats. Laura Demlow, the section chief of the Bureau's Foreign Intelligence Influence Task Force, and Elvis Chan, for that is indeed his name, Elvis Chan, who manages the cyber branch of the FBI San Francisco field office, are both Democrat donors. Chan, Elvis has left the building. Chan contributed $50 each to John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock for their Georgia Senate runoff campaigns in 2020. Well, Laura Demlow gave the Democrat National Committee $60 in $10 increments. So she was like, you know, tithing in a way. She wasn't tithing, but she was giving them a monthly stipend between March 30th and August 30th. Chan has openly boasted about his official role on behalf of the FBI in coordinating with social media companies. And he said he said in a recent podcast, I didn't think FBI agents were supposed to talk unless they were authorized by the Bureau at like a press conference. This guy's in a podcast, but he's a Democrat donor, and his name's Elvis Chan, so I guess he's got multiple protected class status. He bragged that he was very involved in helping protect the U.S. elections in 2020, helping protect from a Republican win, for sure. And so, of course, Mark Zuckerberg said that he told Joe Rogan a couple months ago that's one reason why they censored and everybody censored the New York Post. Twitter cut them off. Facebook wouldn't allow the postings, because they were true, and they had been warned by the FBI that it was Russian disinformation, which of course was Russian disinformation itself. Meanwhile, you know about Lee Zeldin, the guy, the Republican candidate for governor of New York. He's a congressman now. A drunken Democrat attempted to stab him at a rally in the summer, and gangbangers shot it outside of his house while his two daughters, twins, 16 years old, were doing their homework on Sunday night. And what story isn't being told on the national networks? Lee Zeldin. Can you imagine if the Proud Boys had gotten into a shootout in front of a Democrat candidate's house and almost killed the Democrats' kids? You know how that would have been? You think the story would ever end? Not before the midterms. It's not a shock that the networks on Monday morning buried the shooting outside New York Congressman and gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin's home. ABC's Good Morning America and NBC's Today avoided the story totally on Monday morning. CBS Mornings only allowed a 7-second mention in the show's eye-opener teaser, and that was a local news recap. Back in July, the evening newscasts and morning shows offered scant notice after an attempted assassination attempt of Zeldin by a man who rushed the stage at an upstate event. Additionally, the networks are hiding four George Soros-backed soft-on-crime DAs from big cities because Democrats fear they might do harm to the party in the midterms. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. The Wall Street Journal just broke a story. It's a big story, but it's not unexpected. Let's put it that way. Biden tried to persuade Saudis to delay production cut until the midterm elections. What a shocker, huh? Days before a major oil production cut by OPEC and its Russia-led allies, U.S. officials called their counterparts in Saudi Arabia, you know, the pariah state, as Brandon called it, and other big Gulf producers with an urgent appeal, delay the decision for another month. What happens in a month? According to people familiar with the talks, the answer, a resounding no. Saudi officials dismissed the request, which they viewed as a political gambit by the Biden administration to avoid bad news ahead of the U.S. midterm elections on which on which control of Congress hangs. That's exactly what the Biden administration said about this report. Adrienne Watson, a National Security Council spokesman, rejected Saudi contentions that the Biden administration efforts were driven by political calculations. It's categorically false to connect this to U.S. elections. It's about the impact of this short-sighted decision to the global economy. But the political implications of the administration's requests are obvious. The one-month delay, this is the Wall Street Journal, requested by Washington would have meant a production cut made in the days before the election, too late to have much effect on consumers' wallets ahead of the vote. Listen, now, but it gets worse. It always gets worse. I mean, again, the Wall Street Journal is describing the energy policy of the United States under Biden as madness. And that's, I think that's an accurate description. Since the OPEC Plus decision, the White House has vowed to fight OPEC's control of the energy market. Now, what would be the best way to fight OPEC's control of the energy market? I'm not an economist. I never was the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, but how about drill, baby, drill? How about we open up the pipelines? How about we approve more drilling for oil and gas on federal lands? How about states like New York allow fracking? Germany's going to allow fracking. Why can't New York State? Pennsylvania's making a lot of money off it. It's the same basic geological formations. How about we restart the Keystone Pipeline? How about we allow natural gas pipelines into New England and onto Long Island?
Everybody's entitled to be an idiot.
This is insane. But now they want to punish Saudi Arabia. I mean, before they were just attacking them with words, calling them a pariah state. Now, this is according to the Wall Street Journal again. Lawmakers from across the political spectrum, because there are a lot of dolts in the Republican Party. I'm looking at you, Lindsey Graham. Called on the U.S. to cut off arms sales to Saudi Arabia. And U.S. officials started looking for ways to punish Riyadh. I mean, these people are nuts. They are mad. They are insane. 844-500-4242. And then we have the rail strike, the potential rail strike. The U.S.'s third largest railroad union has rejected a deal with employers, renewing the possibility of a strike that could cripple the economy. Both sides will return to the bargaining table. The Brotherhood of Maintenance of Way Employees Division voted to oppose the five-year contract despite 24% raises and $5,000 in bonuses. So they already announced the strike was over, and they were totally kissing his rear end, Biden, for solving this. Now, 2 weeks after he takes all the credit for solving the problem, there could still be a strike, and it could just shut down the supply chain. So this is Scott Pelley rump swabbing Dementia Joe a couple of weeks back. Cut 21.
A deadline for a national rail strike was 2 days away. The White House brokered a deal Thursday after a 20-hour marathon of negotiations.
One of the things that happens in negotiations, particularly if they've been elongated like these have, is people say and do things where their pride gets engaged as well. And it's awful hard to back off of some of these things. They both sat down, in my view, and they were in the office today saying, well, we finally figured out this is fair on both sides. And it took that time to focus, and the alternative was just not thinkable.
What do you mean?
If, in fact, they had gone on strike, the supply chains in this country would have come to a screeching halt. We would have seen a real economic crisis.
But he solved it until he didn't solve it. So I guess you could say that 60 Minutes report was like the Texas Air National Guard story, or like so many other things they've reported on over the years. Very fake news. Very fake news. 844-500-4242.
Very fake news.
Very fake news. By the way, you know, Joe Biden is very concerned about transphobia. He and Kamala are always talking about transphobia. Did you know that transgender women who are born male are still required to register with the Selective Service System, or draft? Those who identify as male but were born female do not need to register for the draft, American Military News reported. Isn't this transphobic? This is from the American Military News. According to the Selective Service System website, nearly, quote, all male U.S. citizen and male immigrants who are 18 through 25 are required to register with Selective Services. All of us did when we turned 18. The website states that all biological males must register for the draft, including U.S. citizens or immigrants who are born male and have changed their gender to female. So they're going along with the PC orthodoxy. They've changed their gender, but they still have to register for the draft because, in fact, they haven't changed their gender. The website also notes that individuals who are born female and have changed their gender to male do not have to register.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I've mentioned the same thing with the Bureau of Prisons. I was looking up Catherine Gregg on the Bureau of Prisons today, Whitey's girlfriend. You know, and you to get where she when she was released and what her bureau, Catherine Gregg, excuse me. What did I say? Sorry, Catherine Gregg. But you give her name, and then to get her number, you have to say male or female. Male or female. What about the 73 other genders? Paul, you're next with Howard Carr.
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
You tell it to the Bureau of Prisons. Tell it to the Selective Service. Don't tell it to me. I'm merely pointing out this transphobia in the Brandon administration. Go ahead, Paul.
Howie, always a pleasure. And, I mean, you left out one thing. I mean, it's insane. It's crazy. I mean, what they're doing with the gas prices. I mean, the one thing is we need to vote because you can't fix stupid.
I agree. And, you know, and this is beyond stupid, though. This is insanity. No sane administration would be doing this to their constituents, to their people, to their citizens. This is not something they have to be, to at least to a degree, doing this deliberately to crush the will of the people, to turn the screws on the people who work for a living. And then they're saying we have to do something about the energy situation. You wrecked it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Thanks for the call, Paul. Art, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Art.
Hey, Howie, don't worry about the rail strike. We're going to send our chief negotiator, head of the Department of Labor, Matty Walsh, to negotiate with the union. Don't worry.
He's another rocket scientist in the administration. Although, you know, if you come down to it, Art, I'd rather have Walsh Marty, as Joe Biden calls him, than Pete Buttigieg, wouldn't you?
Both of them are right on the rail, straight as the iron rail, both of them guys. Don't worry.
They're both clowns, but one of them is a bigger clown than the other one. Thanks for the call, Art. Bruce, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hey, Howie. I got two words. Made in America. Listen, we have all the oil, we have all the gas, we have all the coal that we don't have to get anything from anybody. Why are we having to step and fetch and pay all this extra money, Howie?
I know. I mean, this. Let me read you this line from the. This story was just posted by the Wall Street Journal. It'll be on the front page tomorrow, I'm sure. Since the OPEC Plus decision, the White House vowed to fight OPEC's control of the energy market. Bruce, am I wrong, or did we not have control of the energy market just 19 or 20 months ago? And we threw it all away when Brandon was installed as president of the United States after his selection in the November 2020 elections. The stock market is cratering. NASDAQ is back in bear market country as of today for the second time this year. Biden is poking the Russian bear. OPEC Plus is toying with us before the midterms. A new poll shows 57% of the American people believe we're headed for a depression. Democrats are trying to legislate the taxing of retirement accounts, merging them with Social Security, or replacing the dollar bill with digital. For all of these reasons and many more, I've shifted more of my money into gold. You need to start hedging your bets too. Monetary gold makes the process very simple. History shows that in times of crisis, precious metals are one of the best ways to protect and preserve your assets. What we are seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold going as high as $5,000 an ounce. A network analyst predicts $15,000 in just 3 years. Get Monetary Gold's complimentary protection guide if you want to protect your savings from greedy socialists like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. Monetary Gold is rated a top five with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years in a row, as well as Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. 1-800-267-6500, or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
(844) 500-4242. Limerick guy says, I can't believe how far-fetched the notion that Democrats are the People's Party has become. Yeah, they're... I know. Why aren't we just taking our own resources? Why aren't we using our own resources? Our resources are cleaner. And there's less of a carbon footprint if we're consuming the energy in our own country. It doesn't have to be transported across the sea. Seas. Venezuelan oil, which we're going to suck up to, even they're releasing their criminals from prisons to come up to the U.S. and you know, further destabilize the United States, and we're going to lift sanctions against them to get some of their dirty oil because Joe Biden doesn't want to drill in the United States. This is crazy. 844-500-4242. Someone says that oil heat is back over $5 on the Cape today. 603, this is sabotage disguised as incompetence. Is it safe to say 60 Minutes was peddling disinformation? Yes, it's very safe to say that. 844-500-4242. All right, we got other stuff to get to here today. In Wisconsin, there's a hell of a Senate race going on. It looks like Ron Johnson is going to be able to hang on, knock on wood. He's running against this radical named Mandela Barnes, who's just a defund the police type. And so he's talking about how to prevent crime in one of their debates. This is the Democrat running against Ron Johnson. He's now running behind, but it was a close run thing, as the Duke of Wellington said of Waterloo. It still is a close run thing. Cut 36.
Now, what we need to do is make sure that communities have the resources they need to prevent crime from happening in the first place. That means fully funding our schools. It also means making sure that there are good paying jobs in communities. And we also invested $100 million in the law enforcement, public safety, and crime prevention initiatives through the American Rescue Plan, which Senator Johnson voted against because another instance where he decided to play politics instead of putting the safety of the people of Wisconsin first.
Yeah, like that money was really going to protect the people of Wisconsin. We have to be fully funding schools. You know how much money we spend on schools? You do. If you pay property taxes, you have a pretty good idea how much money we spend on schools. Not to mention all the federal funds that went in under the guise of COVID relief, and all the testing exams of students have collapsed totally across the nation, all demographic groups, and good paying jobs in the community. You know what that means? That means advocates. That means community organizers. That's what he's looking for. Here's what Ron Johnson said about Mandela Barnes. Cut 37.
We have a huge problem with skyrocketing crime. One of the issues is we're not keeping criminals in jail. And Lieutenant Governor, when he was in the legislature, wrote the bill to eliminate cash bail. That is one of the methods that we can use to make sure the dangerous criminals stay in jail. Lieutenant Governor and Governor, their goal as they entered their office was to reduce the prison population by 50%. They've already reduced it by about 15%, and they've paroled about 884 criminals. You'd think they'd start with nonviolent. No. Only 11% were nonviolent, about 100 criminals. The other were violent criminals, including 44 child rapists, 270 criminals who primarily committed or at least attempted murder, and the murders were horrific. So if you want to reduce crime, first of all, you have to fully fund the police, and of course, my opponent is opposed to, you know, fully funding police budgets, but we need to keep criminals in jail.
And he says that he supports bail reform, Mandela Barnes, because he doesn't want people to buy their way out of jail. If they're a criminal, I want to keep them in jail, okay? That's the way I feel about it. It's safer for all concerned. And why don't you ask Lee Zeldin about what it's like out on the front lines? Why don't you ask Rand Paul, who was fired at by a Bernie bro, shot at by a Bernie bro, who was assaulted by one of his neighbors who was a moon bat, who was menaced on the streets of D.C. Ron DeSantis was at that congressional baseball game where he was shot at by the deranged Democrat. Steve Scalise, the number two Republican in the House, who'll be the majority leader in January, he was almost killed by the Bernie bro, by this Democrat violence. How about the Democrat in Las Vegas, the elected official who murdered, knifed an investigative reporter? When is this Democrat violence going to end? We need common sense Democrat disarmament. I'm Howie Carr.